You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. All right, Danny, you're under the gun here.
Okay.
All right, so we've got a moldy roof. We don't want to get on it because it's slate. What kind of advice have we been giving people?
Well, what we've been talking about is wet and forget. And, I mean, it's something that we've been working with these folks for a number of years. And their outdoor formula is what you want to use for any type of mold or mildew that you have on your roof. And you know, the beauty of wet and forget is that you don't have to do any scrubbing. And you really don't want to do any scrubbing. Matter of fact, in most roofs, especially a slate roof, you don't even want to get on that roof at all. And so what you want to do is to mix up the wet and forget the way they recommend, and it's kind of like a 6-to-1 ratio. So 1 gallon will make about 6 gallons, so this go a long way. And then use a pump-up sprayer, and with a good pump-up sprayer, you can reach most of your roof with that, but sometimes you're going to have to go with something other than that.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I've heard people renting a bucket lift if they're doing a paint job.
That's
so they thought
extreme.
At the same time.
That's extreme.
They could do that. So yeah. But I've heard of this called a trombone sprayer?
Yeah, a trombone sprayer, yeah. Which just allows you to project it up on there. And also a lot of the pressure washers have those little reservoirs that you can use, that allows it, you change
it. Like a little siphon.
Right.
Yeah.
And you change up the little tip on it, and that allows you to project it out there. But once you're ready to apply it, make sure you read those directions carefully because it is a concentrate, like we mentioned, so you'll need to mix it according to the instructions. Just apply just plenty of this on your roof. And then just walk away because the ingredients are going to begin working in conjunction with the wind and the rain to gradually dissolve and wash away all that mold.
But let's be realistic about this, people. When you spray it on, you're not going to walk away and then come out tomorrow morning and go, oh, but I got a clean roof.
No.
It takes time.
Yeah, it does take a little bit of time. You could see, 2 or 3 months before you see improvement and, really worst case scenarios where the contamination is really extreme. It can take as much as 6 to 12 months, but you know how time flies by so much. So all you need to do is there's a lot of stores nowadays carrying wet and forget, but all you need to go to find out where you can buy it, the closest to where you're living is just go to wetandforget.com. Got a great locator on there. You can also buy it online and be able to get everything you need to keep those roofs clean.